2790.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor.
Leiden Aero Center and Crofts Aircraft Services have recently merged to become Leiden and Crofts Aero. J.P. Bizet has more.
The merger will allow the two companies to better utilize their aircraft and pilots and operate 12 aircraft out of the Liberal and Dodge City locations. The merger is expected to provide more flexibility for customers and more home time for pilots. The fixed-based operations in Liberal and Dodge City will continue to be owned and operated separately.
And the University of Kansas men's basketball head coach Bill Self will be present for the team's NCAA tournament games as he was released from the hospital following a heart procedure. Self was discharged on Sunday after receiving a heart catheterization and two stents placed in the heart. The Jayhawks are the number one seed in the NCAA tournament when they face the Howard University Bison on Thursday.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A Hayes man was sentenced on Friday in Ellis County District Court to the maximum sentence under a plea agreement on charges that he shot and killed his roommate in August of 2021. Defendant Brian Finger of Hayes initially told police that he was preparing to repair his firearm when the gun fired, hitting his roommate in the head and killing him. However, testimony at his preliminary hearing showed a pattern of threatening and reckless use of firearms. The parents of victim Christian Leonel Cortez Alfaro, 22, gave tearful statements in court on Friday, asking Judge Glenn Braun to impose the maximum sentence possible for Finger. Braun said that he considered several factors in imposing the sentence, including public safety, punishment and responsibility, as well as the sentence acting as a deterrent to possible future offenders. Finger was sentenced to 55 months in prison on a charge of involuntary manslaughter and 13 months in prison on account of aggravated assault in connection with Cortez Alfaro's death. In a separate case, Finger was charged with aggravated assault after pointing a gun at another victim, and in that case, he was sentenced on Friday to 31 months in prison. Judge Braun ordered Finger to serve his sentences consecutively for a total of 99 months in prison with 36 months of post-release supervision. Finger was out on bond prior to the sentencing and was taken to custody to the Kansas Department of Corrections. Governor Kelly said the number of adult and child psychiatric beds increased by one-third in Kansas during the past 4 years as the state responded to the shortage of inpatient services for people struggling with mental illness. Kansas now has 212 inpatient beds for children, 318 adult inpatient beds at psychiatric facilities, and 424 beds in psychiatric residential treatment facilities. That represented an increase since 2019 of 42 beds for children, 75 beds at adult psychiatric facilities, and 116 beds at residential treatment facilities. And overall, Kansas added 233 beds during the four-year period for a total of 954, representing a 32% rise in availability. Governor Kelly said the lack of specialized beds was one of the most significant barriers to delivery of mental health care to Kansans statewide. So now, they must continue their progress in addressing the mental health crisis here in Kansas by reducing the stigma around mental illness and substance use disorders, and by dedicating additional much-needed resources to these challenges. The state relied on federal funding to help 13 community mental health centers expand access to mental health services and to support certified community behavioral health clinics. And the state established KansasAgStress.org to share information on mental health issues with farmers and ranchers, while expanding mental health programs in schools and implementing the 988 Crisis and Suicide Prevention Hotline. Governor Kelly announced that Kansas attracted the most private business investment per capita out of any state in the country in 2022 and will receive the nation's foremost economic development award, the Governor's Cup, from Site Selection magazine for the second year in a row. For more than three decades, Site Selection has awarded the Governor's Cup to the state with the most capital investment, and in 2012, Site Selection established a second category for the state with the most qualified projects per capita. This allows states with smaller populations experiencing economic success to be recognized. Only one state is awarded this prestigious award annually. Kansas's ranking with Site Selection magazines has improved each year since Governor Kelly was first elected. In 2019, Kansas was number 20. The following year, Kansas moved up 10 spots, and the state hit number 1 in 2021 and was awarded its first Governor's Cup. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Senator Roger Marshall said he's asking for input from Kansans on the new farm bill, and he's launched a web page with a survey seeking input from the agriculture community in Kansas as the Senate is currently in the early stages of drafting a new farm bill. Senator Marshall said in a news release that this legislation needs to deliver the critical resources and support that our farmers, ranchers, growers, and producers have long relied upon. And that's why he's asking members of Kansas's agriculture community to take their 2023 Farm Bill survey. He said the input through this survey will be informative as they continue their work on this important piece of legislation. And he added that they only write a farm bill every 5 years, so it's important that they get it right. To participate in the survey, you can visit marshall.senate.gov/services/farm-bill. With many festivities taking place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, the Kansas Department of Transportation encourages everyone to remember the dangers of impaired driving and have a sober driver or alternative transportation secured before heading out on the road. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Manager, said St. Patrick's Day falls on Friday this year, which can increase the number of people consuming alcohol over the weekend. So, by simply making plans to getting home safely before the celebrations begin, they can improve safety and help save families from a completely preventable heartbreak. In 2021, 143 people were killed in alcohol-suspected crashes in Kansas, and 61 people were killed in crashes that involved a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 and greater. The Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving Safety Campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is not only illegal, but also a matter of life and death. Herman added that it's fun to wear green on St. Patrick's Day, but not handcuffs. So have your designated driver selected well in advance. And if that's too hard to find, then utilize a rideshare program, because in today's day and age, there are many convenient ways to get home safely. If you're the designated driver, make sure you keep that promise of safety to yourself and your passengers, because people are counting on you, not to mention the other drivers, passengers, and pedestrians. So take the role of designated driver seriously. For more information about the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving/drunk-driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds the community that they plan to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting today, Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 Junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. Traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders, and the crews will also decrease the side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Norton Auto Parts is more than just great service with great parts. They have Traeger grills, spices, and don't forget the all-important pellets in hickory, mesquite, and apple flavors. Traegers turn hardwood fuel into wood-fired creations and ordinary meals into extraordinary opportunities to get together with friends and family. Taste the Traeger difference, because your world deserves more flavors. Get it with a new Traeger grill from Norton Auto Parts, located 102 North 2nd Street in downtown Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The U.S. House voted to repeal, on a largely symbolic 227-198 vote, the EPA's controversial Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule. The Senate could follow suit as soon as this week. 9 Democrats joined Republicans to back the disapproval of Biden's EPA WOTUS rule. However, most Democrats, including Washington State's Rick Larson, argued that clean water is a human right and that will suffer as a result of the move.
House Democrats believe we can protect clean water while providing certainty to businesses, to farmers, to Americans who depend upon clean water for their lives and livelihoods.
But Republicans like Ag Chair G.T. Thompson dismissed that argument.
This rule isn't about clean water. It's about the Biden EPA's appetite for power. America's farmers, ranchers, and landowners deserve a WOTUS definition that is fair to agriculture and maintains the historical reach of the Clean Water Act, neither of which is accomplished by the Biden administration's flawed rule,
which undid the Trump navigable water protection rule and caused farmers like California Rep. John Duarte to fear more prosecutions like that under the earlier Obama rule.
They prosecuted me as a farmer for farming wheat in a wheat field, which had been farmed many, many times before, and threatened to fine me $28 to $40 million for tilling through 22 acres of wetland such as this across a 450-acre wheat field. This is what we're talking about.
It's enough, declared Missouri's Eric Burleson.
Farmers have been hit hard with fuel costs, fertilizer costs, and supply chain challenges recently. The last thing they need is this. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers should rescind this rule and leave our farmers alone.
Senate Republicans claim to have the votes to pass the resolution, though Biden says he'll veto it. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet. Cattle.com.
Your cattle are soon headed back to pasture, so now is a good time to make sure they are getting all the minerals they need. Increase weaning weights, cow condition and conception rates, and add to your bottom line by feeding Nutrina Right Now Mineral. Valley Vet Supply can help you add even more to that bottom line with the Buy 9, Get 1 Free Sale. Their Right Now Mineral is color-coded, weatherized, and regionally focused for this area. One glance in the feeder, and you know you've got the right mineral. So Buy 9, Get 1 Free the entire month of March at Valley Vet. Tonnage discounts are available year-round. Everything you need for cattle is just a call or click away at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. What's in your feeder?
Valley Vet Supply. Give them a try.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll be in a generally fair weather pattern across the state for the next few days, with our next low pressure system and cold front due in on Thursday. That stands a good chance of bringing some rain back to at least some of the central plains. For now, we get cool temperatures across Kansas with some sun and some cloud cover today. High pressure is edging in from the northern plains, and that'll keep us mostly in the 30s and 40s statewide today with low precipitation chances. A warming trend begins tomorrow, and then it gets gusty and very warm on Wednesday. Some parts of our state hitting the 70s Wednesday afternoon. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a north to south high pressure ridge is extending from the Dakotas down into Kansas. We have some mid-level moisture causing a little cloud cover. Breezy in the western high plains with a stationary front over eastern Colorado, and we have return flow coming in from the southwest. Looking at tonight, no big changes with that high pressure system staying put. It will be cold as skies clear up, lows mostly in the 20s statewide. High pressure moves slowly eastward early tomorrow with a strong low pressure lee trough near our western border. That'll help boost our daytime highs back into the 50s statewide with a little bit of gusty wind. Sunny to partly cloudy and breezy through tomorrow. A warm front will cross Kansas early on Wednesday. We should see a windy and very warm day, highs in the 60s, and our western high plains could hit the 70s. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid 40s with upper 20s overnight, upper 30s and low 40s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 20s. Upper 30s and low 40s northeast with low 20s for tonight's lows. Southwest, low to mid 40s and mid to upper 20s overnight. Low to mid 40s south central, tonight we're in the mid 20s. Low 40s southeast and low to mid 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.